Welcome to this guided meditation with Father Mark, your guide for a more intimate and transformative connection with Christ. Please pause, play, and adapt this aid to facilitate your own personal conversation with the Lord.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Come into God's presence and let our souls and our hearts rest in Him, making our act of faith, knowing that He's right here, our friend, our Lord, our beloved. We believe in His presence and His love, which sustains us in being and gives us meaning and purpose, and is right there with us. Jesus, I believe you're here with me in this time of prayer. And I trust in you, Jesus. I trust in your promises. I trust in your goodness. Trust in your love. Trust in your power to do all that you promise. There's nothing in this world, Jesus, that deserves more trust, more hope, more confidence than you. There's no other power, there's no other kind of hobby or interest that can give me what you can give me. And so I trust and hope in you. And I love you, Lord. I love you because you are pure love, ultimate goodness, fullness of generosity. The only thing you desire, the only thing in your heart is my good, my ultimate, eternal, perfect good. So the only things you can want or wish for me are good things, fullness of life. And I love you for that, Lord. I'm grateful, Lord, for all the blessings and the graces you've given me up until now. I'm grateful for all the blessings I know are in my future. I humble myself, Lord, in your presence, knowing all the goodness and love you share with me are unmerited, undeserved. And so I humble myself in your presence and thank you that you would want to speak to me and spend time with me, reveal yourself to me in your word today. So with hope and confidence, I turn my thoughts to this Gospel of Luke 21:29-33. Jesus told his disciples a parable. Consider the fig tree and all the other trees. When their buds burst open, you see for yourselves and know that summer is now near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, know that the kingdom of God is near. Amen, I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things have taken place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. Jesus, once again, you give us an image from nature, a simple image that you observed as a child, year in and year out, as a young man, a young adult, just observing the beauty of nature, those mysteries that exist in the created world. Perhaps, Jesus, you saw in them a reflection of your very own nature, the nature of your Father, that divine nature. We know, Jesus, that God created the world through the Word, through speaking it into existence, and that Word is you. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. The Word was God Himself. All things that have come to being came through that Word. And so, Jesus, you saw reflections of your very self in the created world. Jesus, that inspires me to want to have eyes of faith, to look at the world around me, to nature, its beauties, its mysteries, those revealed through science and the natural world, the physical world, to discover your hand, a reflection of you and your beauty. Give me eyes of faith to discover you and all that surrounds me. And the truth you saw in the trees and the plants and their budding after the winter when the spring was coming, you saw that phenomenon, thought it's similar to how human beings should look at the signs of God's presence after difficult times, especially the end times, and seeing that those signs of life are foreshadowings of the ultimate fulfillment of God coming again and leading everyone, all peoples, and myself to the fullness of life, a resurrection. And that the crosses and the sufferings and the winter gives way to new life. The only purpose of it is to see that ultimate victory. So whether it's the end times for all of creation or whether it's my own life that only lasts 50, 60, 70, 80, 90 years, the end times are coming for me in 30, 40 years, no matter what. And so that mystery you speak about, whether it's in a cosmic sense or just a personal sense, are very true for me. My end is coming, and so I need to see those signs of life. Recognize God's action, how he's calling me to newness of life. Rejoice in those things. Not focus on the winter, the cold, or the sacrifice, or the suffering, but on the newness of life being born from God's will and what he permits and what he allows for my purification and for my resurrection. It's true, this generation, my generation, will not pass away until everything you've said takes place. Lord, we can trust in your word. Everything you say in the scriptures will come to pass in my lifetime. In the arc of my birth, my maturation, my adulthood, and then eventually my elder years and turning back to you. So teach me wisdom of heart. Teach me wisdom of heart, Lord, to see your action in the world, but also in my own life. Give me freedom of spirit, humility and detachment from things, to let them come and go at your bidding, not to resist or hold on or fight what you want to take away in order to make space for new gifts. Give me that humility, that freedom of spirit, that flexibility to let the ebbs and flows of your creation happen, the gifts of life and the deaths that you permit to make way for newness of life. Let me not hold on or grasp at anything, Lord, but only be attached to you and your divine will. Give me grace this day to see the budding of your action in my life, the freedom of spirit to let go of that which is ceasing in order to make space for that which is to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
This has been a guided meditation with Father Mark Haidu of the Legionaries of Christ. If this has helped you, please consider sharing it with a friend, along with the other meditations, homilies, and talks found on the Legionaries of Christ podcast, located on all major platforms, or go to rcnytristate.org for links.